What's the connection between the late Frank Carson, the comedian, and Christmas? Well, the answer is he had a tagline. In a Northern Ireland accent, he would say, "It's a cracker." Of course, crackers are a part of Christmas, and I really enjoy crackers, because just for a brief moment, if nothing else, you can become a stand-up comedian as you recite the jokes that the crackers contain. However, unlike Frank Carson's jokes, these are unlikely to be a cracker. How about, what does a frog do when its car breaks down? Answer, it has it towed away. I think you see what I mean. I did hear someone in Brixham the other day trying to tell that joke, but they misread the question and they substituted dog for frog. No wonder her audience was somewhat baffled. But crackers are about more than jokes, which is just as well given the quality of some of them. They involve sharing as they are pulled. It seems traditional to cross arms and hold a cracker in each hand with your neighbour on either side when you're at the table. Crackers are also about expectation. I like to wonder what the trivial gift and what colour of paper hat will emerge from the depths of the wrapping. Well, for the Christian, sharing and expectation are vitally important parts of the Christmas season. The expectation is the coming Lord Jesus, not just as a baby, but as the Lord of time and space. And the sharing is to share that wonderful news with all those around them. Now, that's no joke. It really is good news. So let me ask you to pause for a moment and ask yourself this. What is it that you'll hope for today, and what will you share with others?